Luke, chapter 17. And he said to his disciples, It is impossible but that occasions of stumbling should come, but woe to him, through whom they come. It were well for him if a millstone were put around his neck, and he were thrown into the sea, rather than that he should cause one of these little ones to stumble. Take heed to yourselves, if your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if he sins against you seven times in the day, and seven times turn again to you, saying, I repent, you will forgive him. And the apostles said to the Lord, Increase our faith. And the Lord said, If you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you would say to this sycamine tree, Be rooted up, and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. But who is there of you, having a slave plowing or shepherding, that will say to him, when he has come in from the field, Come right away and sit down to meat? And will not rather say to him, Make ready that with which I may sup, and gird yourself, and serve me, until I have eaten and drank, and afterward you will eat and drink. Does he thank the slave because he did the things that were commanded? Even so you also, when you will have done all the things that are commanded you, say, We are unprofitable slaves, we have done that which it was our duty to do. And it came to pass, as they were on the way to Jerusalem, that he was passing through between the borders of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, 10 men who were lepers met him, who stood far off. And they lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said to them, Go and show yourselves to the priests. And it came to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, with a loud voice glorifying God. And he fell on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were not the 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there none found that returned to give glory to God, except this stranger? And he said to him, Arise, and go your way, your faith has made you whole. And being asked by the Pharisees, When the kingdom of God comes, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God does not come with observation. Neither will they say, Look, here, or there. For look, the kingdom of God is inside you. And he said to the disciples, The days will come, when you will desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you will not see it. And they will say to you, Look there. Or, look here. Don't go away, nor follow after them. For as the lightning, when it flashes out of the one part under the heaven, shines to the other part under heaven, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And as it came to pass in the days of Noah, even so it will be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came, and destroyed them all. Likewise even as it came to pass in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But in the day that Lot went out from Sodom it rained fire and brimstone from heaven, and destroyed them all. After the same manner it will be in the day that the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who will be on the housetop, and his goods in the house, let him not go down to take them away, and let him who is in the field likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever will seek to gain his soul will lose it, but whoever will lose his soul will preserve it. I say to you, in that night there will be 2 men on one bed, the one will be taken, and the other will be left. There will be 2 women grinding together, the one will be taken, and the other will be left. And answering they say to him, Where, Lord? And he said to them, Where the body is, there will the eagles also be gathered together.